This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect with your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse 19. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. And the New Living Version. Today I've given you the choice between life and death, between blessings and curses. Now I call on heaven and earth to witness the choice you make. Oh, that you would choose life so that you and your descendants might live. This series is about our decision to become followers of Jesus Christ and all that this both implies and demands. Because, as I said last week, it's one thing to accept Jesus as Savior, it's another to follow him as Lord. Yet Jesus called the disciples to follow him, and immediately they obeyed. And I want to read some Bible verses to this end, which really just, illustrate so clearly and so poignantly what is involved in the call of God. Matthew chapter 4, verse 18, and Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. And again, this seems like a coincidence. He's just walking by. But it's never a coincidence with the Lord. The Lord's always in control. He always knows what he's doing. And so he just simply said to these men, follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. They immediately left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James the son of Zebedee and John his brother, in the boat with Zebedee their father, mending their nets. He called them and immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. And chapter 8 and verse 23, and it says, now when they got into a boat, his disciples followed him. Chapter 9 and verse 9, as Jesus passed on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the tax office, and he said to him, follow him. So he rose and followed him. Three different passages. What is the one thing they have in common? Jesus asked each of these men to follow him. And so, as these verses clearly show, a disciple therefore is a follower. And thus they abandoned their fishing nets in order to fish for people. They walked away from a career for a calling, exchanging security for destiny and the temporal for the eternal. For they were ordinary men with families, responsibilities, and people who depended on them. But they were called by Christ and they answered the call even though there was a cost. Discipleship therefore requires that we follow Christ, and it bears reminding that we're not following Christ if we don't follow his word. We don't love Christ if we don't love his word. We don't obey Christ if we don't obey his word. And we don't know Christ if we don't know his word, for Christ and his word are one. Jesus is the living, breathing, eternal word of God. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Verse 14, and the word became flesh and dwelt amongst us, and we beheld his glory, the glories of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The word became flesh. Revelation 19, 12 and 13, his eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no one knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. So over these coming weeks, we're going to be studying three important areas: discipleship, stewardship, and leadership. And I would encourage you to catch up on the previous episodes if you've missed them. And because I truly believe this is a vital series, it's a subject that's of tremendous importance. Romans 10:17 says, now, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So faith comes as we hear, and we hear, and we hear, and we hear. And that's why I don't get tired of reading the word of God and by preaching. I'll never do one of these things I hear so many ministers say, now, this is a very well-known Bible verse. You don't have to apologize for God's word. If you set before me a nice steak, you don't have to apologize. Now, I'm sure you've eaten a steak before. No, if it's a good steak, I'll eat it. And in the same way, the promises of God, Jesus said, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. We need to learn how to meditate. We need to learn how to dwell on. We need to learn how to read over and over and over again, because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We started by looking at key aspects of discipleship, And we've already dealt with the first aspect, clarity. 1 Corinthians 14:33, for God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints. Now, clarity simply means clear and easy to understand, because clarity changes everything. Clarity means you know and understand what is truly important and you live accordingly. Sadly, many men and women live and die without ever finding clarity. And I think that's tremendously sad because for many, it's only in eternity that they find clarity. Now, Luke chapter 16, verse 19 to 31. There is a certain rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. But there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, full of sores, who was laid at his gate, desiring to be fed with the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. So it was that the beggar died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And being in torments in Hades, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. Then he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. Send Lazarus, they may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. Now he is comforted and you are tormented. Besides all this, between us and you there is a great gulf fixed, so that those who want to pass from here to you cannot, nor can those from there pass to us. Then he said, I beg you therefore, Father, that you would send him to my father's house. For I have five brothers, that he may testify to them, lest they also come to this place of torment. Abram said to him, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said to them, no, Father Abram, but if one goes to them from the dead, they will repent. But he said to them, if they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rise from the dead. Thank you, Jesus. What a sobering passage to read, because sadly for the rich man, like so many others before and after him, it was only in the next life that he found clarity. For it was when he had left the comforts of this life behind that he discovered what was truly important. Because he asks Abraham to send Lazarus to warn his brothers. He found clarity, but it was far too late. And I think it's too simplistic to look at this and say, well, the rich man went to hell because he was rich and Lazarus went to heaven because he was poor. Abraham was very rich, and yet he was there in heaven, and so, or at least in the heavenly realm before Christ, died, because the Bible says that he led captivity captive, and the Bible says hell hath enlarged itself. Well, I believe those Old Testament saints were led by Christ to heaven once he had died on the cross and made the sacrifice for the sins of the world. But I think it's interesting that this man was saying no to God in life, and he was still saying no to him in death. And he found clarity, but it was too late. And he said, if somebody will go to them, they will repent. He now realized that, repentance was absolutely key. And this man had not repented in his life, and therefore it was too late to repent in his death. And when you read this passage, you realize what soul winners men would make if they are allowed to live their lives again. But there is no escape from hell. It is forever. And so let's do everything we can to reach others and to tell others about Jesus Christ. He is the way. He is the only way to heaven. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again tomorrow right here on UCB Ireland. God bless you.